From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In one of the Dow's most dizzying one-day drops on record, blue chips at one point today fell nearly 1,000 points on fears problems in Greece could spread. The sell-off was exacerbated by computerized selling and a reported trading glitch on Wall Street. However, economists say the lower market close does not mean the long upswing in stock prices is necessarily over. NPR's Paul Brown has that story.
Finance professor Jeremy Siegel of the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School says investors may be overreacting to financial troubles in Greece and other small economic players in Europe.
I don't think that that's going to stop our economic growth or stop the bull market in the United States.
Siegel and others say Greece's problems are not creating a situation like the subprime mortgage crisis. They say, for one thing, investors know if they hold Greek bonds. They didn't always know what subprime mortgages they held within complex investment products. Paul Brown, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 347 points to finally close at 10,520. The Nasdaq lost 82 points. The S&P 500 dropped 37 points today. A huge dome is being lowered into the Gulf of Mexico this evening. BP officials hope it will contain a plume of oil escaping into the water. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Biloxi, Mississippi.
The four-story dome was specially built of steel and concrete. The plan is to lower it over one of the leaks. Then a pipe will transport the oil to a tanker on the surface. But BP officials say it won't be fully operational until early next week. The company continues to warn that this sort of thing has never been tried in such deep water. The company also is drilling a relief well nearby that could stop the flow from the leak, but that won't be finished for 90 days. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, meanwhile, has put a stop to any new offshore drilling permits nationwide until the end of the month. Salazar says he'll decide whether to lift that moratorium after a federal investigation into the oil well blowout and subsequent spill. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder today rejected the suggestion that the probe into the Times Square bombing attempt was hampered in any way by reading the suspect in the case his Miranda rights. Testifying before a Senate panel, Holder said that Faisal Shahzad, the man suspected of packing an SUV with explosives and driving it into the heart of Times Square, is continuing to cooperate with authorities.
During ongoing questioning by federal agents, Shahzad has provided useful information, and we will continue to pursue a number of leads as we gather intelligence relating to this attempted attack.
A senior U.S. intelligence official says Shahzad was questioned for nearly 8 hours about other possible attacks and accomplices before his rights were read. Shahzad faces 5 counts in connection with a failed bombing, including attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. Crude oil prices continue to tumble today. Crude was down $2.86 a barrel to close at $77.11 a barrel. This is NPR. California Attorney General Jerry Brown is filing suit against 2 former officials with CalPERS, the nation's largest public pension fund. In the lawsuit announced today, Brown contends that former CalPERS chief executive Federico Buonarroto accepted tens of thousands of dollars in gifts from a former CalPERS board member turned placement agent, Alfred Villalobos. Placement agents are basically middlemen hired by money management firms that help them win business with investors. The lawsuit says Villalobos' company received at least $47 million in fees for steering CalPERS investments to his clients. NFL Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor has been arrested on statutory rape charges. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Taylor has been charged by Ramapo, New York police with soliciting a prostitute in third-degree rape, defined as when an adult engages in sexual intercourse with a person younger than 17. Taylor is alleged to have paid a 16-year-old girl $300 for sex. The girl, who was reported as a runaway 2 months ago, was beaten by 36-year-old Rashid Davis, who instructed her to have sex with Taylor in his hotel room, police say. Ramapo Town Supervisor Christopher St. Lawrence detailed how Davis was caught.
After this event at the Holiday Inn, she was able to make contact with her uncle and give a location where the New York City detectives were waiting.
Davis was charged with unlawful imprisonment, assault, and endangering the welfare of a minor. Taylor, one of the NFL's all-time best defensive players, has a history of arrests and drug use. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
A new program dubbed Cash for Caulkers has cleared the House and next heads of the Senate. It would reward homeowners and make their homes more energy efficient, setting aside thousands of dollars in rebates to help pay for better insulation and energy-saving windows and doors. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.